The percentage of Americans without health insurance ticked up slightly in 2017, according to a Gallup survey. It found the uninsured rate among adults at 12.2% during the fourth quarter of last year. That's a 1.3% increase from the record low of just under 11% in the fourth quarter of 2016. Joining me to go inside those numbers is Jennifer Tolbert, Director of State Health Reform at the Kaiser Family Foundation. And Jennifer, it seems there may be more people without insurance than there have been in the past.
Yes. Well, we saw recent results from the Gallup survey, which indicates that there has been an uptick in the uninsured, both the number and the percent of the population who are uninsured. Now, I think we want to take these results with a bit of caution, however, and we're still awaiting data from broader national surveys and government surveys that will kind of confirm whether these sort of initial findings are in fact what is happening out there.
Were you surprised when you saw that?
So yes and no. Certainly this is the first uptick in the uninsured since the implementation of the coverage expansions under the Affordable Care Act. And I think it's important to note that the uninsured rate is still far below what it was in 2013 before the Medicaid expansion and the implementation of the health insurance marketplaces went into effect. So in that regard, yes, the ACA was designed to lower the rate of uninsured, and we have seen that drop. However, since the election of Donald Trump, there has been a lot of talk about repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. In addition, there has been some kind of uncertainty in the health insurance marketplaces and increases in premiums that may be creating some affordability challenges, particularly for more moderate income individuals.
Well, it's interesting because it does kind of go, seemingly anyway, against the narrative that we've been hearing, which is that since the ACA went into effect, many more people have been covered. The rates of uninsured have gone down. I guess that's kind of why I asked if you were surprised, because it seems anyway as though this is something that we haven't been hearing about when we have been hearing about just the opposite.
Exactly. That is very true. And in fact, you know, the Affordable Care Act, one of the goals of the ACA was to lower the number of people who lacked health insurance coverage. And we saw that. We saw a dramatic decline in the uninsured following the implementation of the ACA in 2014. But there have been some changes of late and some rhetoric, too. I think what's interesting and what's difficult in terms of trying to get to the bottom of exactly what may be causing the increase in the uninsured is a lot of the policy changes that one would expect to have affected insurance coverage, sort of the decision by the administration not to pay insurers for the cost-sharing subsidies that they're required to provide, for example, shortening the open enrollment period for the health insurance marketplaces from 12 weeks down to 6 weeks, and some other policies, those really did not take effect in 2017. They really weren't in place. And then also there is the repeal of the individual mandate. Again, that came at the very end of 2017, but shouldn't have had an effect on health coverage mid-year, which is what the Gallup survey findings were showing. So it is really hard to kind of get to the bottom of what may be going on.
Are there particular populations of people that the survey found might be more likely to be uncovered?
Yeah, so the survey findings indicate that there were certainly certain groups that saw greater increases in the uninsured rate, and those included young adults, Hispanics and African Americans, and lower income individuals. Now, these are the same groups that saw the largest gains in coverage following the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. So, you know, we are seeing some backsliding here if these findings do hold up. But these are groups that are also likely to face the biggest barriers to affording coverage.
Do you get the sense that it is, by and large, an affordability issue as opposed to a choice people are making?
Based on focus groups that we here at the Kaiser Family Foundation have done over the past few years and interviews with people, it does seem that most people want health insurance, and that the reason they don't have it in most cases is because they can't afford it. I do think it's likely that we will continue to see an uptick in the uninsured. It's just a question of how steep is that increase.
Jennifer Tolbert is Director of State Health Reform at Kaiser Family Foundation. Jennifer, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.